We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
RVA, River City, we mean business.
I wasn't there, but I watched a little bit of this on television, and I heard about the city council meeting in Richmond last night. Kim Gray is a member of the Richmond City Council, and I'm so glad to have you with us this morning. Jason Roop, who you know we talk to every Friday, who I don't know whether you're friends with Jason or not, but he texted me and said to ask Kim Gray about the audio tape that you wanted to play last night. Fill me in on the details about that. Is this a scandal or what's up?
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me
on.
Yes,
of course.
Jason does excellent, an excellent job at covering our city council issues, and he was there last night. Mm-hmm. And we got a robocall. So I'm not just on city council. I'm a parent of children in Richmond Public Schools, and As parents sign up for notifications of school closures, or if a school goes on lockdown, there's a system that when Kristen Larson and I were on school board, we purchased the system to be able to send text messages and to robocall parents about important and pertinent information.
Yeah, that's smart.
As related to their child. Mm-hmm. So yesterday, around 12:30, we started getting calls and text messages on the system. And, you know, you never know what's happening. So you stop what you're doing and you make sure you pick this call up. Mm-hmm. And it was Jason Kamras. And he's like, hi, this is Jason Kamras. $37 million is at stake. And you need to come to this meeting and vote. Wear red for Ed and support the mayor's budget. And, you know, I was trying to make a point that system is not a politicking system. It is a system for critical communications with parents.
That's probably a very legitimate point. I'm surprised nobody kind of said, hey, I know you'd love to do this, but it might not be okay. That seems like a questionable thing.
Yeah, they continue to cross that line and you know, it compromises the entire system. If that system is, you know, being utilized on a whim of what someone politically wants to do, not only does it compromise it, you know, you're less likely to answer the phone if you think it's one of those types of calls. And it could be something really important and pertinent to your child and their school. But at the very least, I think it's unethical to be able to make those types of calls utilizing information that you gathered from parents when they register their child for school.
No, I think that's a very legitimate point. Even if you're pro, you know, the funding and the taxes, I think you'd have to say, ooh, somebody should have hit the pause button on that. I appreciate Jason giving me the tip to ask you about that and you sharing it with us on the air. I need to ask you about the taxes, the cigarette tax increase, the real estate tax rate hike that's proposed out there. Where do you stand on it? What do you think's going to happen here?
So personally, as a city council representative, I do not support any tax increase. I think we've already seen a significant tax increase. We've seen 8.3% in our real estate tax assessments on average. So to tax on top of that tax increase is not the direction I think we need to go. And you know, as our counties around us are saying, hey, we've got all this extra money, what are we going to do with it? And we're saying, we need to tax more. Every year we've come in with additional taxes, the meals taxes, you know, they're putting out proposals for admissions taxes and cigarette taxes. I mean,
is that the default position in the city of Richmond when the counties don't do that? I mean, what's the mindset? I mean, I know their needs, but why is that the response, you think?
I don't understand it. I think that there needs to be a tightening of our belt. We are actually funding a lot of vacant positions within City Hall, and I want to know what's happening with that money. I don't think our issue is on the revenue side. I think our issue is on our spending side, and we need to tighten up. We need to fix that. Unfortunately, it takes a majority of City Council to agree with me for us to get the momentum. But
what sounds like most of your fellow City Council folks oppose the mayor's budget as it currently exists. So where does this go from here? Is there some happy spot that everybody lands in where you can get a budget that doesn't include tax increases at all, or maybe not tax increases that are this significant?
Well, I think that you'll see some tax increases. We are we failed to get a consensus on not increasing utilities. Utilities have gone up every year, every single utility, gas, water, wastewater, stormwater. Those utilities have gone up every single year since 2010, and some even consecutively. Each year, we've seen an increase. The lowest at 2%, that was one time. But the highest at 8% back to back. Those are significant compounded increases. And if you're on a fixed income, you're feeling it within our city.
Yeah, oh,
utility
I hear.
Utility rates are high. Everything is becoming less and less affordable. And I think that there something will give. I think the people need to be more vocal with their respective representatives. I'm hearing from my constituents. They do not have faith in this proposed budget. And we have a majority that are saying no to the real estate tax increase, but others are trying to take a different approach and meet the mayor in the middle.
And real quick, what's the timeline?
We will be meeting again tomorrow with additional conversations around which budget proposals we're going to adopt and which ones we aren't. And then Monday, we plan on voting on a budget and presenting it.
Okay. Well, listen, please stay in touch with us. And I really do appreciate it whenever I can get somebody from the council, especially you, Kim Gray, to join us. Thank you for the update after a late night last night.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.